for tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from Zexant Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Right, P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2019 Labor Day Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Friday evening, August the 30th, 2019, Gene Williams is the speaker of this service, teaching on the revelation of grace.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. He is truly in this place. I give him all the honor and all the glory. And I thank him for allowing me to be here once again. Merrill, I want to give thanks to you for allowing me to come to minister to God's people. It's a pleasure and it's an honor to be before you tonight. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I bow in worship and praise before you. I cover myself with the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ as my protection. I surrender myself completely and unreservedly in every area of my life to you. I take a stand against all the workings of Satan that will hinder me from teaching your word tonight. I resist all the endeavors of Satan and his wicked spirits to rob me of the will of God. I take authority over every foul demon spirit that has been assigned to this conference to be expelled now in Jesus Christ's name. I ask the Holy Spirit to loose angelic angels to surround us and protect us. Now, Holy Spirit, as you say in John, the 3rd chapter, verse 30, I must decrease so you can increase. And I decrease tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's give this praise. Amen. I want to talk to you tonight about the revelation of grace. The revelation of grace. And before I move into my message, I just want to share with you tonight how this camp is very special to me. For over the last 2 weeks, I had a bad sinus infection that caused my ear to be inflamed. I had a fever. I had a migraine that lasted almost 2 weeks. I told my husband, I believe I'm in warfare. I went to the doctor. They gave my antibiotic, and they give you whatever you need to fix the problem. The enemy spoke to me and said, tell your husband to go, and you stay home. But I made a commitment with my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that I was determined to come to this camp. But I want you to rejoice with me tonight, because when I woke up this morning, I still had a migraine headache. Matter of fact, I had a headache since I've been to the camp. But I can stand here tonight and give God the praise. No pain. It's all gone. He's real. He's real. I was sitting there and I was saying, Lord, no pain. My ear is gone. He's here. So I want to say to you tonight, whatever you are dealing with, the Holy Spirit is ready to meet you there. So let's give him praise again, because he deserves it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm excited about what God is about to do. Again, I'm going to talk about the revelation of grace. And I want to take my time with this, because this is special to me as well. Because we know the revelation of grace is Jesus Christ. But I began to look up revelation. So what is revelation? Revelation is an act of revealing, of communicating divine truth. Something that is revealed by God to mankind. An act of revealing to view or making known something that is revealed, especially an enlightening or astonishing our disclosure to you. So I looked up Grace. Grace is our Heavenly Father. The word of grace used in the scripture refers primarily to enabling power and spiritual healing offered through the mercy and the love of Jesus Christ. The grace of God helps us every day. It's His grace, it's His mercy that we are here today. It is a divine influence which operates humans to regenerate and sanctify, to inspire virtuous impulses, and to impart strength to endure trial and resist, fight, oppose, withstand temptation. So what is the revelation of grace? The revelation of grace is Jesus Christ Himself. That's what the revelation of grace is. So if you want to understand the revelation of grace, you must know Jesus Christ. When we develop a relationship with Jesus, we begin to fall in love with Him. And when we begin to fall in love with Him, there's no room for worrying. There's no room for temptation. There's no room for murmuring. There's no room for complaining. Because when we fall in love with the Holy Spirit, that's the revelation of grace. When we read our Bibles, when we begin to understand the revelation of grace, I reflect back to Genesis, the 37th chapter, where it talks about Joseph. He was sold in slavery by his brothers. They conspired against him. They planned to kill the dreamer. He was in prison. Can we all relate to that? The enemy wants to kill and steal the dreamer. You are the dreamers. He wants to steal and kill. But God overruled the plan of the enemy and designed in order to serve His purpose to save His people. This is the revelation of grace. This is what our Lord and Savior does. He brings us out of darkness into the marvelous light, where people say that you cannot make it, that you would not mount up to anything. Then the revelation of grace proves Himself. I don't know about you tonight, of what you may be going through, but I'm here to tell you that there's an unseen hand that is still moving, and He calls the revelation of grace, which is Jesus Christ Himself. Many of you may have fallen or failed to discover the revelation behind your situation. But when I look out tonight and I see these beautiful faces, I see a lot of hurt. I see a lot of pain. I see a lot of discouragement. But I'm here to tell you tonight, I believe in my heart tonight that God is going to show Himself like He never did before. You got to believe what the Word of God says. When I began to go and prophesy and begin to start saying, Lord, what is going on with me? Then Jesus began to show me what I was going up against. I was fighting against spiritual warfare. And we are in a war, as my sister said. We are in a war. And we got to quit playing, and we have to fight and be real about what God is saying in our lives. Amen? When we fail to realize what God is doing, when God is working in your life, one thing I have learned, when trials and tribulation begin to come, we need to learn to ask God, what? What do you want me to get out of this? What do you want me to learn from this? Because a lot of times when we go through trials and tribulations, God wants to mold and shape our character. And this is what it does. The trials bring us into a place of where we can say yes to the Lord, yes to the Holy Spirit. Because God wants to do something in you tonight. God wants to shape your character tonight. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians, the 27th chapter, that's 1 Corinthians, the 27th chapter, says. But God has chosen the foolish things of this world to conform the wise. So what is the scripture saying to us tonight? It's saying that what seems foolish to you, what you're going through, is wise to God. So this is why we have to learn to adopt the word what. What do you want me to do? What is it that you want me to learn from this? What do you want me to get out of this? And God will begin to show you. Because when you're going through, it's for a purpose. It's a reason that we are going through. But I want to give you the root of where I'm going. And I want to talk to you tonight about Judges. So if you turn your Bibles to Judges, the 11th chapter, verse 1, and I want to read all the way through verse 11, and my message is on Judges 11. And it reads, verse 1. Now Jephthah, the Gileadite, was a mighty man of valor, bravery, courage, and fearless, a soldier. And he was the son of a harlot, a prostitute. And Gilead begot Jephthah. His name means to open and to release. So God want to open some doors and he want to release you tonight. Verse 2, and Gilead's wife bare him sons, and his wife's sons grew up, and they thrust out Jephthah, and said unto him, thou shalt not inherit in our father's house, for thou art the son of a strange woman. Verse 3, then Jephthah fled from his brethren, and dwelt in the land of Tob, a place called Ancient Israel. It's called the Theater of Blood. And they were gathered vain men in Jephthah and went out with him. Verse 4. And it came to pass in process of time that the children of Ammon made war against Israel. Verse 5. And it was so that when the children of Ammon made war against Israel, the elders of Gilead went to fetch Jephthah out of the land of Tob. Verse 6. And they said unto Jephthah, come and be our captain, that we may fight with the children of Ammon, a man who was rejected. Verse 7. And Jephthah said unto the elders of Gilead, did not ye hate me? So we have a man here who was kicked out. They hated him, but now they want him to come and fight. And expel me out of my father's house. And why are ye coming to me now when you are distressed? So I was no use to you, but now that you're in danger, now that you need help, you want my help now. Verse 8. And the elders of Gilead said unto Jephthah, therefore we turn again to thee now, that thou mayest go with us and fight against the children of Ammon and be our head over the inhabitants of Gilead. Verse 9. Jephthah said unto the elders of Gilead, if you bring me home again to fight against the children of Ammon and the Lord deliver them before me, shall I be your head? Verse 10. And the elders of Gilead said unto Jephthah, and the people made him head and captain over them, and Jephthah uttered all his words before the Lord in Mizpah. That was verse 11. So here we have a man who was thrown out of the house by his brothers, wanting nothing to do with him. The mother was a prostitute, so therefore he was not worthy to be among his brothers. So some of you tonight may feel like Jephthah. You have been dethroned from your family. The family won't have nothing to do with you. You haven't seen your family. Nevertheless, it's like you don't even exist. But I got news for you tonight. That same God that is delivering Jephthah wants to deliver you tonight.
Amen.
So what we are seeing here is that we realize how important Jephthah was to his family. This was a man that was sent out finally to become commander of chief. So you mean to tell me this man was born of a prostitute? The family didn't want him because that was not their mother. They had another mother, so he wasn't good enough for the family. So you mean God took something that looked worthless to somebody else and made him the commander of chief? This is what he do. He takes something that looks nothing to someone else and make them kingship overall. So I'm saying to you tonight, if the enemy has spoken to you and told you that you are nobody because of where you came from, then you must remind him of Jephthah. Because that same God is still raising today. Because the enemy wants you to think that you are not going nowhere, that you are not nobody. You was a mistake. I don't know about you, but the enemy told me that one day. Until I realized that I was somebody. And we have to understand that the enemy don't want you to go into your destiny. But God has a plan for you. The Bible said in 1 Peter, the 5th chapter, verse 10, and after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who imparts all blessings and favors, who has called you to his own eternal glory in Christ Jesus, will himself complete and make you what you ought to be. Establish a ground you securely and strengthen and settle you. So this tells me, I don't care what nobody says, but what the Word of God says. He said he will place you, he will settle you, meaning that he will put you in places where people would never thought you would go. I mean, I have seen people who said, how did she get there? How did he get there? It must have been Jesus. I mean, there has been jobs what I didn't think my mind could ever imagine. God took a private in the United States Army and made me a platoon sergeant. I began to give orders and instruct what to do. So this is what God does. He takes us and put us in places that our mind cannot capture. But you got to believe what God says you are. So do you believe that you're somebody tonight? He wants to make a difference in you. He also said in Psalms, the 34th chapter, verse 9, that Psalms, the 34th chapter, verse 9, he says, many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them out of them all. So you mean to tell me what you are going through, he can deliver you out of them? He did it for me tonight. And he want to do it for you. I mean, we got to start believing the Word. You know, I was telling someone the other day, we read the Word, we may study the Word, but the Word has to mean it. I mean, it has to settle in your spirit. I mean, we can talk all day long, but when the trials and the tribulations come, can we take that word out and can we apply it? Because the times are coming. But can you stand? Because remember, I had a choice. I could have said, Lord, I can't do this. But see, I know the Lord that I serve because I know I was going to be delivered one day. Amen. See, if I wouldn't have came, I probably would have missed my blessing. So we got to press through. Yes. Jephthah's situation is important for us all. Because the hand of God is still moving even when we cannot see it. Yes. So there are things that you've been going through. You don't understand. You can't see the hand of God. Sometimes you might not even feel his presence. But the same Holy Spirit is still there. If you can remember that unseen hand that I cannot see, that I cannot feel, but I know he's there. Jephthah's circumstances is an example of the rise from rejection to permanence. That God can take you from nothing to something. This is what he do. This was a child of a prostitute, an illegitimate son. He was sent out by his father. Go. He was ridiculed. He was homeless. He was abandoned. That did not stop the promise of God in his life. Some of you have been abandoned. You're lonely. You've been rejected. But that doesn't stop the plan of God. God will take your loneliness, your rejections, your abandonment, and he will use it for his glory. That's the God we serve. That's the revelation of grace. This is what he does. He understood the revelation of grace. His relationship had to be committed to God. So is your relationship committed to God tonight? We have to be committed to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We have to have a relationship with him. One thing I have learned, the less time I spend in my word, the more and harder it is for me to go through. But when I spend time in the word of God, understanding his word, when trials and tribulation come, I begin to breeze through them. God, I know you're here. I know you got this. I know it's going to be all right. I know you're going to change things. I know what your word says. And I'm reminded of David when he said he had to pull out the word and encourage himself. It's many times that we have to learn to encourage ourselves. Mama, daddy, friend, it's not always going to be there. So the word of God got to be planted on the inside of you. It's going to be time when you're not able to call your pastor. What are you going to do if you don't answer the phone? So you got to learn to get it for yourself. The Bible says in 2 Timothy, the first chapter, verse 9, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us through Christ Jesus before the world began. He has called us. And he's calling us tonight. And he wants to do a work in us. As Meryl said, you get deliverance day by day. And I know, and I'm believing God for you tonight, that when we leave here on Sunday, that you're going to be changed. You're going to feel a difference. You're going to get your boldness back. Because some of you, the devil has stole your boldness. He has stole your power. And you don't know how to fight. But God is giving that back tonight. God want to use you for his glory. So I want to say to you tonight, look at the person next to you. And I want you to say, regardless of my situation, regardless of my circumstances, I know God is still saying something. Amen. So regardless of what you're going through, regardless of your circumstances, God is still saying something. He's still speaking. He's still talking. Hallelujah. Jethro could have allowed temptation, distractions, tests, trials to stop him from reaching his goal. But he chose to be loyal to God. So have you let your temptations, your trials, your circumstances stop you from praying, from hearing God? This is the time and season for you to press in. We're living in a time where we can't slack. There's no room for slack. We're going to have to press in no matter how the situation looks. If family not speaking, no one's talking, you still press in. Because there's a blessing in the pressing. Because when you begin to press in, you are telling that devil, I don't care what you throw at me, I'm going to serve the Lord Jesus Christ, and I'm going to crush him through every situation and every circumstance. Bring it on. One thing I learned, I might not have been in war, but I have been in the military for over 21 years, and I know when we dress for battle or get ready for training, we take it seriously. So if I can take it seriously then, I can do it now. And a lot of times, as my sister Deborah said last night, she put on love to put on that uniform. Sometimes I visualize myself in that uniform, and that began to give me strength. So we got to take back what the enemy has stolen. It's time out for weak Christians. Wimpy Christians. I mean, God looking for those that are going to stand up and going to talk and say, hey, I'm standing for righteousness. I serve the Lord Jesus Christ. And when that devil sees you, he's going to know. As my husband gave you a dream last night about the locusts, I remember in the dream, the locust was coming down the hallway so fast till I began to run, and then I began to step back. The locust came to my face, looked at me, and shot up and started running. So that told me a whole lot. So if the locust look at you tonight, will he run or will he attack? This is serious. I mean, we look at things, my husband's laughing. We look at things as, oh well. But I learned something. The very thing that we push aside is the very thing that God wants to use. God wants to deal with characters tonight. When I look out here tonight, I see a lot. I mean, the character is what God is looking for. So we can dress it up on the inside, and on the outside. We can pretend, we can fake it. But God knows the truth. My mother used to tell me a long time ago, she said, Jean, I want you to understand one thing, daughter. God's eyes go to and fro along the earth, and nothing gets by him. That stuck with me. It still sticks with me because I take it seriously. See, I'm not concerned about what man thinks. I'm concerned about what Jesus thinks. He's the one that holds all power in his hand. See, this is what's wrong with us now. We worry about what this person says, what this person thinks, what this person said. And we really sometimes don't even care about what Jesus says. He's the one. He's it. So whatever situation you may be facing tonight, I want you to know one thing. No man or devil can supersede our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. None. The Bible says in Jeremiah, in the 29th chapter, verse 11, for I know the thoughts and the plans that I have for you. And those plans are good. See, you got to get the word in you. You got to read what the word said. When the devil come and tell you, you are nobody. Then you begin to pull out your sword and you begin to mind him. Jeremiah said in chapter 29, verse 11, for I know the thoughts and the plans that I have for you. So you can no longer receive the lies of the enemy. We are living in a time, I'm telling you, saints, where the enemy is coming, and he's coming in strong, and he's going to try to convince you that you are nobody, you can't make it through this, there's no hope for you, but you're going to have to let him know who you are in Jesus Christ. Let me say this. There's only one person that can keep you out of the will of God, and that person is you. It's you. The Bible says in 2 Chronicles, the 30th chapter, verse 9, that if you turn again unto the Lord, your brethren, and your children shall find compassion before them that lead them captive, so that they shall come again into this land. For the Lord your God is gracious, he's merciful, and he will not turn away his face from you if you return unto him. So there's only one person that can keep you out of the will of God. That's you. What you give your attention to can either keep you out of the will of God. If you're looking at TV all day, that's who you give your attention to. So when the trials come, the tribulations come, the TV is not going to save you. It's not going to keep you. So we need to redirect what we're doing, examine our situation. And we need to do this daily. The Bible tells us to examine ourselves. I mean, it's time to take the Word of God seriously. When trials and temptation comes and persecution, and yes, even name calling. Some of you may say, I remember this old saying, sticks and stones may break my bones, but your words are none of this would hurt me. That's not true. That is not true. Because some of you right now, if someone said the wrong thing to you, you're ready to fight. God wants to deal with your character tonight. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians, the 6th chapter, verse 3, giving no offense to anything. Yes. That's 2 Corinthians, the 6th chapter, verse 3, giving no offense to anything. Then he said in Matthew's, the 16th chapter, verse 23, he told Satan to get thee behind me. The offenses that Satan brought was not unto him. He refused it. He rejected it. So we got to learn to reject offenses. Because some of us, we are so easy to get upset. Anything someone says, it triggers us. And if you got triggers that's going off, then you need some deliverance. Because if you don't deal with those triggers, then those triggers gonna become something greater and something greater and something even greater. So we need to deal with our offenses tonight. And let me say this. It doesn't matter how many times you have failed. We have a forgiving God. And He wants to pick you up tonight. It doesn't matter what you have been through and what you are going through. We serve a God who forgives, who cleanses, who picks us up, turns us around. The Bible says in 1 Peter, the 1st chapter, verse 13, wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind and be sober and hope to the end for grace, that this is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. So it's time to gird up our loins. It's time for us to get on board. He also said in Hebrews, the 4th chapter, verse 16, let us therefore come boldly into the throne of grace, that we may attain the mercy and find grace to help us in time of need. The Word of God is here. Our Bible is our instructions on how to live, how to become an overcomer. He has given us a way of an escape. And that escape is through Jesus Christ, His Word. But we got to learn how to apply the Word. We got to learn how to use the Word against the enemy. He has given us authority. And He wants us to take authority over the enemy. Because it is given unto you. The same God that delivered Jephthah, working in his advancement in your life tonight. He wants to work for you just as he worked for Jephthah. Remember, he was rejected. He was thrown out of the house. He was abandoned. He was lonely. He didn't have anybody. But he served a God that he believed in, that he trusted, and he delivered. And God will deliver. He is the deliverer. Amen. And let me say one more thing. I know I done said three or four of them. People today, I think serving God, you have to speak so oratory, special language. You got to have high qualifications, impressive credentials. And I'm saying this tonight because some of you may feel that way. And I'm not coming against education because I believe in it and I have a few myself, but that don't define who I am. But God wants to use you. But you've been stopped because of your qualifications, because of your education, because of where you came from. because of the lifestyle you live. But God want to use that. And one thing I have learned, the devil don't care nothing about your credentials. You can have A, B, C, D, D, F, G, H, or whatever behind your name. Mean nothing to the devil. Moses stuttered. He couldn't speak well. But God used him. Some of you out here saying, well, I feel like Moses sometimes. I don't speak well. I murmur. I don't understand scriptures. People have talked down to me so. I don't even know who I am. But God said he want to use you tonight. He want to use you. But I want to read about Moses tonight in Exodus, the 4th chapter, verse 10 through 12. And I want to read a little bit about him, what God was saying. It said, then Moses said unto the Lord, O Lord, I am not eloquent, neither before nor since you have spoken to your servant. I am slow to speech and slow in tongue. So the Lord said unto Moses and to him, who has made man's mouth? Who makes the mute, the deaf, the seeing, or the blind? Have not I the Lord? Now therefore, go, and I will be with you in mouth and teach you what you shall say. So you mean to tell me you can get up and stand up and speak? And if you believe in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he will speak through you. You may stutter. You may even be like Moses. You might can't speak that well. I know I'm not the best speaker myself. But that don't define my relationship with the Holy Spirit. Because the last time I checked my Bible, he told me he judges the heart. That's what he's looking for. Is that heart right? You don't have to be perfect in his eyesight. So if the enemy has spoken to you that you have to be perfect, you have to have certain qualifications, you have to speak in a different way, you remind him what Jesus told Moses, and he used him mightily. And he want to do the same thing for you tonight. I'm also reminded of Peter and the other disciples. They were ordinary fishermen. Unnoticed, uncelebrated, until Jesus appointed them to his service. So some of you have never been celebrated. Never been recognized. But you're something to Jesus. And why? Because when he made each and every one of you, it was special crafted in his own design. That's why. The Bible says in Romans, the 8th chapter, verse 28, and we know that all things work together for the good of them that love God, and to them who all are called unto the purpose. All things works together for them who loves the Lord. God takes unlikely people like you and I and put us in palaces and set us in places where our mind could never fathom. He takes people like you and I that has been rejected, abused, scorned, talked about, don't fit in the crowd because you don't look like me, or you don't look like him, or you don't talk like them, or you're not in the elite crowd. Those are the one God is looking for. The Bible says also in 2 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, verse 9, my grace is sufficient enough for thee. So all you need is his grace. For my strength is made perfect in your weakness. Most gladly, therefore, would I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. And that's how I truly felt. The infirmities that I was going through, I was giving God the glory. Hallelujah. Grace, give us hope tonight. Jesus Christ is the revelation of grace. The Bible says also in Galatians, the first chapter, verse 12, Paul said, for neither I received it from man, neither was I taught by man, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. So what he had, it was taught by the Holy Spirit. And God want to teach you tonight. He want to reveal himself to you. He want to show you the hidden secret treasures. He want to open up the bars of iron where you've been in a cage. He want to open up those doors. And he want to show you those things tonight. So open up your heart and let him in. And let him use you. His grace is still sufficient if you are oppressed tonight. His grace is still efficient if you have sickness in your body. His grace is still sufficient if you are overwhelmed with burdens. His grace is still sufficient if you need deliverance tonight. He is the deliverer, and he wants to deliver you. So I want to say to you tonight, before we go into deliverance, you must trust the revelation of grace, which is Jesus Christ. You must believe the word. You must pray the word. You must keep the word in your heart. Because God is still saying something, even in the midst of your trials and tribulations. You might not can't see him, and you might not can't feel him, but he's here. He's here. So if you stand to your feet tonight, and I want to go straight into deliverance, because I want to use some time for our precious Lord and Savior. But I want you to repeat after me. Father, I ask that you wash my spirit, soul and body, with the blood of the Lamb. I curse every corruptible seed that has been planted in me, and I command it to wither and die. I command every foul, unclean spirit that may have attached itself to me, to loose me now, to leave this property, to seek dry ground, and never return, in Jesus Christ's name. I claim by faith, I have on the whole armor of God, the shield of faith, to quench all fiery darts of the wicked one, the sword of the Spirit, to defeat all my enemies. And I am covered under the blood of Jesus Christ. And I claim in this day, in Jesus Christ's name. Now, before we get started, I want you to take a moment, because this is the point where I want you to be very serious. Take a moment, and I want you to ask the Holy Spirit to show you if there is anyone living or dead that may have molested you, violated you, hurt you in any shape, form, or fashion. Ask the Holy Spirit to shine the spotlight on anyone, whether they're living or dead, and ask for forgiveness. They may hurt you. They may have disappointed you. They may have abandoned you, even mistreated you. Ask the Holy Spirit to shine His spotlight on you. And ask Him to help you to forgive those who hurt you. The Holy Spirit is here. The Bible said in his word, once the word has went forth, he will come back and demonstrate his power. And he wants to demonstrate his power tonight. He wants to set you free. He wants you to be free. It's nothing like being free in Jesus. Hallelujah. Okay. Is everyone finished? Also, my husband brought to my attention, if there's anyone here that had hatred of parents, father, or mother, you need to ask the Holy Spirit to help you to forgive them. If you had any hatred of your mother, hatred of your father, ask the Holy Spirit to help you to forgive them. Because a lot of us have had hatred of our parents the way we was brought up, or they didn't nurture us, they was not there for us, and we holding things against them. So if you have any of that, ask the Holy Spirit to help you to forgive. Amen. All right, we're going to get ready to go into our deliverance. All right. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we just thank you right now, Lord God, and we thank you for what you're about to do. Now, I come against every foul spirit right now, every spirit of anger, every spirit of rage. I come against you right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, I want everybody all over this room to give me one big cough. Come on, let's cough it out right now in Jesus' name. Come on, I come against the raging spirit. Come on, I come against you right now. I cast you out. Come on, all raging spirits. Come on, temper tantrum, anger, resentment. Come on, out in Jesus' name. Anger at mother, anger at father, anger at how I was raised. Come on now, all anger spirits, all raging spirits. I command you to go and loose God's people now in Jesus' name. Come on out, anger, rage. Come on, out now. Come on, out of God's people now. Come on, come on, come on, out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. You get so angry. If you talk down to me, I will hurt you. I come against that spirit. Come on, all anger spirits, come to the surface now. Come on, come on out now. We rebuke you now in Jesus' name, and we command you to go and loose God's people now. Come on, out of there. All spirits of rejection, rejected by children, rejected by sister, rejected by brother, rejected by mother, rejected by father. They didn't want me. They abandoned me. Come on, all spirits of rejection, go. Loose God's people now and let them go in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, all spirits of rejection. They didn't love me. They didn't care for me. Come on out, spirit of rejection. I break your powers and I command you to go and loose God's people now. Come on out of there. Loose God's people and let them go now in Jesus' name. Out in Jesus' name. Go now in Jesus Christ's name. I come against a tormenting spirit. There is no peace. Everywhere you turn, there's no peace. Torment in the mind. Come on, when you sleep, you're tormented. When you wake up, you're tormented. Come on, torment in the mind. Come on out of God's people. I command you to go and loose God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. Come out tormented. Come on, out now in Jesus' name. I command you to go and loose God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. I come against the confusion spirit. Confusion in the marriage. Confused about everything. I don't know which way to go. I don't know what to do. I bind that spirit of confusion. I cast you out, and I command you to go and loose God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. Out in Jesus' name. I come against guilt, condemnation. I come against you. Come on, all spirits of guilt. Come on, where the enemy got you feeling guilt about what you did and how you was raised and what was said to you. I come against that spirit. I break your powers, and I command you to go and loose God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, I come against the spirit right now that you was raped by a father, raped by an uncle. I come against the rape spirit. I break your powers and I command you to go. Now you're not able to give yourself to your mate because you was raped. It took part of you. It took something from you. I come against that spirit. I break your powers and I command that spirit to go and loose God's people now. Come on out now. Come on, I come against the critical spirit. You critical about everything. Come on, I break your powers and I command those spirits to go. All critical spirits all over here. Come on, cough it out now. Give me one big cough. Cough it out. All critical spirits, I break your powers and I command you to go and loose God's people now in Jesus' name. All mind control spirits, where the enemy has attacked your mind, you can't think. Block spirits, come on, out of the mind now. I break your powers and I command you to go and loose God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. I come against the deaf and dumb spirit, the mute spirit, where the enemy wanted to shut you down, where you can't speak, you can't talk. I come against it right now in Jesus Christ's name. I come against that deaf spirit where it has shut your ears, where you cannot hear the voice of the Lord. I come against that spirit. I break your powers and I command that spirit to go and loose God's people now. Come out, deaf and dumb spirit. Loose God's people and let them go now in Jesus Christ's name. I come against that spirit where you're not able to think clearly. All your thoughts are clouded. I break your powers and I command those spirits to go and loose you now in Jesus Christ's name. Come out now. Come out of the thought pattern. Come out of the mind. I break your powers and I command that spirit to go and loose God's people now. Come on out. Come on. Out of there. Loose the God's people and let them go. I come against all doubt, unbelief. I break your powers and I command the spirit of doubt and unbelief to go and loose you now in Jesus Christ's name. You are doubted about everything. I can't do this. I can't do that. I come against that spirit. I break your powers and I command that spirit to go and loose God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. All condemnation spirit, fear condemnation, I break your powers now. And I command the spirit of condemnation to loose God's people and let them go in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, all spirits of rejection. Let's hit the rejection spirit again. Rejected by mother, rejected by father, rejected by children, rejected by loved ones. Come on out now. Come on, out of there. Loose God's people and let them go in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, all spirits of rejection. Nobody loves me. The self-pity spirit. No one loves me. Nobody wants me. Nobody loves me. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. We break your powers and we command the spirit of self-pity to go. Out of God's people now and let them go in Jesus Christ's name. We break your powers and we command you to go. Come on, we come against Jezebel. Come on, we come against that domination, that manipulation, that controlling spirit, that if I can't control it, I don't want it. If I can't dominate it, I don't want it. If I can't manipulate it, I don't want it. I come against the Jezebel spirit. I break your powers and I command you to go and loose God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on out of there. Come on out. Come on. All spirit of confusion. You confused about everything. Come on, all the spirits that tied in with Jezebel, we break your powers and we command you to go and loose God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, we come against headstrong. Yes, it's a headstrong spirit. Nobody can tell you nothing. We come against that spirit. We break your powers and we command you to go and loose God's people now. Come on out. Come on. Come on. Out. Out now in Jesus' name. Come on, out of the thought pattern. Out of the head. Come on, out of there. Loose God's people and let them go. We come against the octopus spirit where it comes in it and it you feel like something is just grabbing your head and squeezing your head where you can't think. We come against the octopus spirit. We break your powers and we command that spirit to go and loose God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. Come out now. Come out. Come on out of the mind. Come on out of there. Loose God's people and let them go. Come on. We break those powers and we command those spirits to go and loose them now. Come out now in Jesus Christ's name.
Yes.
Come on. Come out now. All rage spirits. Come on, I keep going back to the raging spirits. You temper tantrum. You hurt me. If you do this to me, what I would do to you. Come on, come out of there now. I break those powers and I command those spirits to go and loose God's people now. All raging spirits, temper tantrum. You get upset by any little thing. I break your powers and I command those spirits to go and loose God's people right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I come against the pride spirit, the stiff-necked spirit, the pride spirit, the stubborn spirit. I break your powers and I command those spirits to go and loose God's people now. Come on, all stubborn spirits, all prideful spirits, we break your powers. We command you to go and loose God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, all pride spirits, come on out of there. Come on, loose God's people. Come on, we break your powers and we command you to go and loose God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, I come against the belittle spirit. You belittle everybody or you've been belittled by somebody. I come against the belittle spirit. I break your powers and I command. Command that spirit to loose you now in Jesus Christ's name because you are somebody. And I speak into your life, that you will rise up and you will become somebody. Come out of there, belittle spirit. I break your powers and I command that spirit to loose God's people now in Jesus' name. I come against the bite-biting spirit, where you're bite-biting everybody. I come against that spirit. I break your power and I command you to go and loose God's people now. All bite-biting spirits, where you're talking about everybody. God is concerned about what comes out of your mouth. He's concerned about what you say. I come against all the spirits of bite-biting. Come out now in Jesus' name. Come out, loose God's people. I come against the spirit of rebellious, a rebellious spirit. Nobody tells me nothing. I will not obey nobody. I come against that spirit. I break your powers and I command that spirit to go and loose God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. Come out, rebellious spirit. Come out, move now. All stubborn spirits, come on out. Come on, give me one big cough again. Come on, all rebellious spirits, come out of there. Come out of the loins. Come out of the esophagus. Come out of the tongue. Come on, loose God's people and let them go now. In Jesus' name. Come on, out, out now. Loose God's people and let them go now in Jesus' name. Come on, we break your powers and we command you to loose God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, out of there in Jesus Christ's name. I come against confusion. Confusion spirit. Every time you try to think, a confusion spirit come on you. All confusion spirits, I come against you. I break your powers and I command the spirit of confusion to go now and loose God's people and let them go. Come on out. Destruction spirit. Everything that you come in contact with, you destructive. I come against that spirit. I break your powers and I command that spirit to go and loose God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. I come against all adultery, all the things that you have nurtured, that you have held on to, that means so much to you. I come against the idolatry spirit. I break your powers and I command those spirits to go and loose God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. Come out now. Come out of God's people and let them go. I come against all familiar spirits that comes into your room, visitation. I come against all the familiar spirits that you have been seeing, all different spirits. I come against them right now. And I break your powers and I command all familiar spirits to go and loose God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. I break your powers and I command you to go and loose God's people now. Out of there. Come on, loose them and let them go in Jesus Christ's name. I come against the witchcraft spirit. Come on, I break your powers. Come on, all witchcraft spirits. Come on, where you indulged in witchcraft. Someone put witchcraft on you. I come against that spirit. I break your powers and I command that spirit of witchcraft to go now. Come on, all generations of witchcraft that has come down on your family line that you have picked up and that you have dealt in, I break your powers and I command those spirits to go and loose God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, out of there, out in Jesus' name. Come on, go, go, go now and loose God's people and let them go. Come on, breathe them out. Come on, breathe them out now. Come on, out of there. Loose God's people and let them go in Jesus Christ's name. Out in the name of Jesus. Out of there in Jesus' name. Come on, I come against rejection again. I'm going to hit that spirit one more time. I come against rejection because I feel a lot of you have been rejected. That has stopped you from growing in where God has wants you to go. It has stopped you in your destiny, and that spirit wants to cripple you. I come against that spirit of rejection, and I break your powers, and I command you to go and loose God's people now. Come on, all spirit of rejection, rejected by pastor. Come on, I'm out of there. All spirits of rejection, come on, go now and loose God's people and let them go. Well, you don't trust nobody no more. You don't even go to church no more because you didn't trust nobody to be rejected by the pastor. You went in for prayer. You went to ask the pastor to help you. They rejected you. So therefore, you want nothing to do with it. I come against that spirit where it has shut you down and it has caused you to not go forth in what Jesus has called you to go into. I come against you. I break your powers and I command that spirit to go. Come on. Rejected by husband. He rejected me. Rejected by wife. She rejects me. Come on, I come against that spirit. I break your powers and I command that spirit to go and loose God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. Out of there in Jesus' name. Yes, yes. Jesus' name. I come against the coldness spirit where you're cold. No one can come near you. You're cold, you're shut in. You just don't want nobody to touch you. You feel lonely. You all by yourself. I come against the coldness spirit where you have shut everybody out. I come against you. I break your powers and I command you to go and loose God's people. Come on out of there. Come on, all coldness spirit. Come on, out of there in Jesus' name. You have shut down completely. I come against that spirit. I break your powers and I command you to go and loose God's people. Come on, I come against all spoken curses. All spoken word curses. You're dumb. You're stupid. You'll never mount up to anything. I come against that spirit. I break your powers and I command those spirits to go and loose God's people now. Come on. Come on out of there now and loose God's people and let them go in Jesus' name. Come on. All spoken word curses that you would not mount up to anything. Now that you have become an adult, you believe the lies of the enemy. I come against that spirit. I break your powers and I command that spirit to go and loose God's people now in Jesus' name. Christ's name. Come on out of there and loose God's people and let them go in Jesus' name. Out in Jesus' name. I come against the spirit of depression. I break your powers and I command that spirit of depression to go and loose you now in Jesus Christ's name. Come out, depression. You've been depressed by everything. Come out now in Jesus Christ's name. You're depressed because of no job. You lost your job. You're depressed in the marriage. You're depressed about everything. I come against that spirit. I break your powers and I command that spirit to go and loose God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on out, depression. Loose God's people and let them go in Jesus' name. We break your powers and we command you to go in Jesus Christ's name. I come against the lukewarm spirit. One minute you're hot, one minute you're cold. I come against that spirit. I break your powers and I command you to go. One minute you're on fire, one minute you're cold. I break that spirit and I command those spirits to go and loose you now in Jesus Christ's name. And loose you now in Jesus Christ's name. And I speak right now, the fire of God will come upon you where you will read His word, you will study His word, you will sing His word, you will praise His word. And I release it right now in Jesus Christ's name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Out in Jesus' name. Yes. I come against the judgmental spirit. You're judging everybody. I come against that spirit. I break your powers and I command all judgmental spirits to go now and loose God's people and let them go. Because if you judge somebody, that same judgment will come back to you. So we come against that spirit right now. All judgmental spirits. If you got a judging spirit, that same spirit is going to come back to you. So I command all spirit of judgmental to come out now. Out of God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. Come out, judgmental spirit. Come out where you judge everything, everybody. Out of there in Jesus Christ's name. I command you to go and loose God's people in Jesus Christ's name. Yes, in Jesus Christ's name. I come against supersensitivity spirits. Very touchy. Everything somebody say, you get upset. You get offended. I come against the offended spirit. I come against the super sensitivity spirit. Everything somebody say, it hurts you. It get under your skin. Poor me. Oh me. Oh my. They did this. They talked about me. I come against that spirit. I break your powers and I command that spirit to go and loose you now in Jesus Christ's name. All over this place. Come on out. If you are sensitive about what people say, what they do, come on, that spirit needs to go. Out of there in Jesus Christ's name. I command you to go and loose God's people now and let them go. Come on out. Sensitive spirit. Come on. Sensitive about everything. Everything gets up under your skin. Everything gets on your nerve. You always think of somebody talking about you. Somebody saying something. I come against that spirit. I break your powers. And I command that spirit to go and loose God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Now we want to come against some marine spirits. And my husband will come up and he's going to go after some marine spirits. Yes, and we're going to end after this.
Many of you live by water. Probably at one time you lived near a beach, a water canal, a lagoon. My wife and I went to Florida, so we familiar with water. And many times in our travels to the Caribbean, in the West Indies and Bahamas, we run into a lot of marine spirits. And I was amazed that a lot of marine spirits were operating and manifesting not only in many churches, but in many people in America. So many of you who once lived by water, we want to begin to pray against marine spirits. So, Father, we just come against every marine spirit that has come out of the water and attached themselves to these people. All right, I come against sexual nightmares, sexual torments, masturbation through marine spirits. I command you, I break that off of you now, and I command it to go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Many of you probably live by water, you got a divorce. There was a divorce that happened, and it could be the result of marine spirits. Is that right? I break it off of you in the name of Jesus. take that off of you in the name of Jesus. This fan is up here on the door. Cough, I'm not manifesting. I don't know anything. But if I am, pray for me and some deliverance. Okay? All right. We break that off of you in the name of Jesus. Many of you might have gotten a divorce. Maria's spirits are very violent. In the book of Nahum, Nahum was a bloody city, and Nahum was surrounded by water. Okay? Marine spirits are also, they are familiar spirits. We saw in Jamaica, they can impersonate human beings, a deceased loved one, and they started having sex with many wives and husbands, started having sex with a deceased loved one, which was nothing but impersonating demons. And we break that off of you now in the name of Jesus. All right, I come against once again all the marine spirits that may attach to you from water. I command these curses to be broken. I command these spirits to come out of you now in Jesus' name. Oh, the vagabond spirit. You're probably in poverty because of these marine spirits. They're draining your finances, taking your finances. Come out now. I break that off of you in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go in Jesus' name. Divorce and separation because of the marine spirits. Come on, come on, go, go, go in Jesus' name. Threats of violence, threats of fighting, marine spirits are bloody spirits, they are murderous spirits. Come on, we bind that spirit of murder off of you. We command it to go in the name of Jesus. We command serpentine spirits, Leviathan, that pride, that stiff neck, that arrogance, that haughtiness. We command it to come out of you now. Come on, out, 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 out in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against marine spirits that are operating once again, even in your finances. I command you to go. Go, attack on the finances. Come out, go, go, go in the name of Jesus. I come against marine spirits that are attacking your marriage. You may have lived by the ocean, but you're not even living in the mountainous region or city. Come on out of there now. Come on, attacking the marriage. Go, 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 go in Jesus' name. I come against marine spirits that block the communication in the marriage. No communication in the marriage. Hardness of heart in the marriage as a result of marine spirits. Name calling in the marriage. Okay, name calling. Come on out of there now. Name calling in the marriage as a result of marine spirits. Come on out of there now in Jesus' name. Threats of death. I'll kill you. I'll hurt you. You don't know me. I come against marine spirits that are threatening you in the marriage. Go, 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 go. Marine spirits that are causing abuse in the marriage. Kicking and fighting and punching. Throwing lamps and burning with cigarettes. Come on, out, go, 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 go. I come against these marine spirits in the name of Jesus. I even come against marine spirits that say, I'm not paying any bills. Yet if you pay the finances, that's your problem. Come on, I break that off of you in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against these marine spirits again who come in the form of familiar spirits to bring torment. Creeping and walking in the house, slamming doors and throwing jars and pushing and throwing jars and pulling pictures off the wall. I come against that right now in Jesus Christ's name. All right, all you wicked marine spirits. The Bible says in Revelation chapter 12 that the devil have come down having great wrath because he knoweth that his time is short. It also says, woe to the inhabitants of the earth and sea, which means his activities not only go to the earth, but they go into the waters. I break off of you the curses that you may have picked up in a lagoon that were Indian-type curses that were spoken over the waters. Come on, I break curses off of you now in Jesus' name. Come on. Come on, come on, in Jesus' name. Come on. Curses that you picked up by water, spells you picked up by water, jinxes you picked up by water, hexes picked up by water, hexes. Come on, out of there. That seems to be a strong area there. Come on, come on. Hexes, jinxes, spells. Come on, curses you picked up from the lagoon. There may have been a blood sacrifice in the waters, and you live by there, and those demons begin to attach to you. I break all human and animal sacrifices, blood sacrifices, whether it's by Indian ancestry. I break that off of you now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, come on, come on out of there now. Come on, out of there now. Out of there now in the name of Jesus. Come on, out of there now. Out of there now from your Indian ancestry. Come on, out of there now. Out of there now in the name of Jesus. Come on, out of there now, in Jesus' name. I break all curses, whether it was Florida, or whether you want the East Coast, the West Coast, or California. I break those marine spirits off of you now, in Jesus' name. And there are many marine spirits that are coming into churches, and they're causing division, and they're causing strife, and they're causing confusion, and there's chaos in churches because of marine spirits. Come on, out of there now. I break that off of you, where these spirits were attached to you. Go, 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 go in the name of Jesus. Come on, go, go, go in the name of Jesus. And I'm going to say this. When I was a young man, I did not know that the Spirit of God was opening me up to portals. I was about 14 years old, and I know what I saw. I was standing in the St. John River fishing with a friend of mine. I was about 14, and I saw this huge serpent come up out of the water. I know what I saw, and the waves started slamming on the shores, and I started looking around and seeing if everybody else was seeing what I was seeing. And I was just like Elvis at the time. There was a whole lot of shaking going on. And let me tell you something, saints of God. God began to open these portals, and He began to open my heart at a young age to even marine spirits. So once again, we command these spirits to go, to be broken off of you, from the waters, the lagoons, the rivers, the canals, the oceans, in the name of Jesus Christ.
All right. That's enough. Okay, you can stand up and let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank You right now, Lord God, for what You continue to do in Your people. And Father God, I pray a hedge of protection over Your people. I come against any backlashes against Your people. I ask that You cover them in their cars as they travel to their destination. I ask that You watch over them as they sleep tonight. And I ask, Lord, tonight that You even visit them. Give them a visitation of Your glory. Show them the things to come, Lord God. Lord, there's many, Lord, been asking questions and don't understand. And I ask tonight that You would give them a supernatural visitation, that You would show Yourself mightily through them. Now, Father God, we just thank You for what You already have done, and we know there's much more to come. Now, Lord, we careful to give You all the honor and all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless. Give them a hand. Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.